Hong Kong enjoys a unique position as the most politically liberal city in China. Its people here are very concerned about the issue of democracy. Mr. Mark Sheldon, the honorary lecturer for International Asian Studies program from the Chinese University of Hong Kong, talks about the prospects for democracy in Hong Kong.
We're in a situation where basically all the polling data shows that 60 to 70% of the Hong Kong people actually do want democratization to occur sooner rather than later. And the general feeling of the community has been that the steps taken by the Hong Kong government have been timid at best, wholly inadequate on occasion. There's some new forces out there that are making the situation more eclectic, more interesting, more unpredictable. They have a lot to do with the post-80s group, the student group. I'm teaching at Chinese U, so I have a lot of contact with this group and sort of know them well and know what they're thinking and how this is, in a sense, changing some of the equation about the political landscape of Hong Kong. We can be members of political parties, so we can be very active. So it's a very open situation for foreigners like myself who are actually members of the Hong Kong community for many, many, many decades. We have the League for Social Democrats and the Civic Party trying to bring some new pressures to bear on this whole question of the pace of democratization by having some of their LegCo members resign to create a by-election, a sort of de facto referendum. I personally was not in favor of this initially, but I can quite understand that this is one method whereby some of the community's frustration about the pace of democratization can be expressed, where there can be additional civic education and debate and dialogue. So we will have in mid-May an election where in each of the five geographical areas of Hong Kong, there will be an election where these resigned LegCo members, several from the League for Social Democrats and several from the Civic Party, will then run for their seats again, in a sense, try to create this as a referendum for universal suffrage at a faster pace. Quite frankly, it's not going to work. In the local press, some of you who are here locally, some of you internationally might have seen that there's been a lot of new issues raised about conservation, about historic issues, about the high-speed railway. And basically, this is new people who are coming in to raise issues about what they see as the collusion between the Hong Kong government and big business, what they see as Hong Kong government not being responsive to the clearly stated democratic expressions of the community over many decades. And these new students, primarily, and young people, organize themselves in new ways through social networks. They like street demonstrations and guerrilla theater. They're wholly convinced that the Hong Kong government cannot adequately address the social and political reform needs of the community. So this is a new group of people that are not as moderate and reasonable as ANA. They're not as moderate and reasonable as the Pan Democrats. They're certainly not as modest and reasonable as Civic Exchange and all these traditional pan-democratic groups. There are people who have a great deal of frustration and concern and anxiety about their futures. They don't think they can find a house to buy or a job to have, and their degree of frustration and their degree of risk in their political activity is much, much lower than most normal people's. Just to conclude, it's so clear that the frustration is building and that the tone in the pan-democratic camp, particularly amongst these new elements of civil society who are opposing the government's delay, the government's resistance on these changes, that tone has changed to a much more surly tone. You can feel the change now. So just to alert you that this can't go on too much longer without some kind of unfortunate ending.
Mr. Chris Young, the chairman of Hong Kong News Executives Association and the news director of Hong Kong Economic, shares his opinion about the development of Hong Kong media.
Like media in many places, the media in Hong Kong is facing a set of challenges. Last year, most newspapers faced very difficult times. The profit margin was pretty thin. I think they have not yet returned to the significantly. On the financial side, I think the situation has only began to improve in the second half when the overall economy recovers. And then the online news has not yet provided a steady source of revenue, even though most media, printed and electronic media, have tried to explore extra sources of revenue. From online services, newspapers, and actually also electronic media. But they have managed to survive and grab actually advertising dollars from the paid newspapers. No major newspapers have closed down in the last 10 years or so. major newspapers or second or third tier newspapers have managed to survive. Crucially, said this morning that traditional media in China is rising. In Hong Kong, I would say that the situation is a bit flat. Traditional media trying to diversify their business, and on the other hand, also keep a pretty tight control about expenditures. Now, most media have been more vigilant to this kind of a cost control, and on the other hand, to find additional room for growth. Media in Hong Kong, although it's no longer a very high profit margin, but still very strong incentive for existing players and potential investors to come into the business.